City Council Speaker Christine Quinn has scheduled a vote tomorrow on Mayor Bloomberg's bill to extend term limits for both himself and the City Council. Its fate lies in the hands of about a dozen undecided council members. The latest lawmaker to come off the fence and support the mayor's bill is Queens Councilman Peter Vallone Jr.
The decision I have to make is whether to do a referendum now, which would be a special election, which could very well put this government into a state of paralysis for the next 6 months, which during this budget crisis, I can't allow to happen.
Like two-thirds of the council, Vallone has already served two terms and would have to leave office if the law is not changed. But James Otto, the council's Republican minority leader, came out against the bill yesterday. He said 2 days of council hearings is not enough.
I would love for, you know, guys from Nick's Barbershop and guys from Lee's Tavern to have a chance to go to a forum on Staten Island. I think the fact that it's not happening is a mistake.
With term limit extensions needing the bill, needing 26 council votes to pass, those publicly opposing it now outnumber supporters, 21 to 17. 13 remain undecided or at least undeclared. WNYC will carry the council vote live tomorrow at WNYC.org.